It's time for our scripture of the day. To get it delivered to your phone, text the word scripture to 800-969-9467.
Today, we are in Monday of Holy Week, and today is the day Jesus has entered into his Father's house and turned the tables. Luke 19, verse 45 to 48. He entered the temple and he began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." He was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they could not find anything to do, for all the people were hanging on his words. I have been saying this morning that if you were in church yesterday, you likely heard a sermon that was focused on Jesus' triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem. And on this day, this Monday of Holy Week, we are turning to Luke's account of Jesus cleansing the temple. His account is actually quite short, and this is one that you get through the texting machine today, but I want to read these parts from the other accounts, Matthew 21 and Mark 11. Here it says in Matthew 21 that Jesus entered the temple. He drove out all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons, saying to them, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers." He continued on, and it says that then he began to heal people. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But then the chief priests and the scribes saw these wonderful things that he was doing, and the children were crying out, "Hosanna to Son of David." And they became indignant, and they said to him, "Do you not hear what these people are saying?" And Jesus told them, "Yes, have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise.'" In Mark's account, he says the following day that they came to Jerusalem, he entered the temple, drove out those who sold and those who bought. He again, just like Matthew, adds in the people who bought. He overturned the tables of the money changers and those who sold the pigeons. You see, when Jesus arrived in Jerusalem and entered into those temple courts, he found dishonor and corruption among his people inside his Father's house. Jesus' purpose was not only to drive out the merchants who cooperated with the priests, and they did so to cheat the people who came for forgiveness for the Passover and force them to buy animals for sacrifice, often 20 times the going rate of what those animals would have normally been charged. Well, Jesus' anger wasn't only against those who sold the animals, but those who purchased them. They were seeking cheap grace. "How much can I get a pigeon for? Yep, I know, it's even 20 times the normal going rate. But here are my shekels. Now I can be forgiven." In 4 days' time, though, this is going to cost Jesus' life. The merchants, the priests, and the people had made a business out of sacrifice, and he was going to be the spotless lamb. The price that was paid for your life, my life, it's not something that we can just attain by ourselves. It is only given freely of God by the work of the cross. And we must remember the true cost that was paid for the forgiveness of our sins.